Hello everyone, I've got a question for the musician audio people out there who might be listening to this, who use Logic Pro X for the Mac with VoiceOver. This program, or this app, sorry, wasn't accessible a couple of versions ago, but this is Logic Pro X. So I think Logic 8 and Logic 9 were the ones that weren't accessible, and the accessibility has been improved on this version, and we're on 10.2 now. This is the version that I've got. Never used it before. I've just switched from Cakewalk Sonar, which I've used for about 10, 11 years, to this. It's because Windows XP machine is no longer with us, and the equipment that I had doesn't work under Windows 7, and Logic Pro X basically was the cheaper option than buying a new version of Sonar that works with Windows 7 and a new version of JAWS and all things like that. So, I can record, yeah, I can do that. I can play back. I do a lot of audio work. A lot of my work is voice work. Reading scripts and things. So I have to do editing, and I'm going round and round and round in circles trying to find out how to edit bits out of a track in Logic Pro X. So, like in Sonar, for example, you'd select your track by pressing comma, and then you'd go to the bit that you want to cut out, the beginning of it, like the beginning of the bit that you want to edit. I can't remember if it were F8 and F9 or F9 and F10, I can't remember key combination now. But anyway, one of those, and then you went along until the end of the end of the bit that you wanted to cut out or delete, and then you pressed, say if it were F8 for beginning, it were F9 for the end of the edit. You did that and it highlighted it, and then you just pressed delete and it were gone. Simple. And I can't seem to find a way. I can select the track. You press solo to do that, by the way. I can do that. I can select the track that I'm working on. But I can't seem to select the bits that I need to chop out. So if anybody can help me, that would be really, really useful. And then I can work on learning other bits. But it's that I need to get. I need to learn quickly, so that I can do my job, basically. So if anybody uses Logic Pro, or if anybody can give me some information or some direction of where to go or who to contact, it would be greatly appreciated, because for 2 days I've been going round and round in circles. Do this, press this command, press that command. I've read a lot of the Apple user guide, but it's got images in it. So it shows you what it looks like on the screen or what the key press is, and that's no good. I have found a list of key commands, but they don't seem to be reading very well either. So I have found a couple of things online to do with accessibility with VoiceOver, which covers quite a lot. I could follow these instructions to insert a loop if I wanted to, and put this loop wherever I wanted it to be. I could do that. But I don't need to do that, sadly. So I need to chop bits out. You know, it's just like bits where the beginning. I've managed to do that, but I just don't know how I did it. The beginning. So that's gone. But then it's all the rest of it. Because I'm reading from my computer. It's got little bits of voiceover in that I don't really want. They don't really sound good. We don't need them there. They need to be chopped out. They need to be deleted, removed. And it all needs to be nice. And then I can insert silent bits. Which will be really good. There's a way to do that as well. I've read that. So I just need some help or some advice or from anyone. Share this boo. If anybody can help, like I said, it'd be really, really appreciated because I need to learn this and I need to learn it fast. So, because this is my main bread and butter. And if I can't do it, then I'm going to have a refund from Apple and find another alternative. But I don't really want to do that because I actually like it. I like how it is. So it's just me getting my head around things and figuring things out. But I wish someone would do a start, like a guide on how to set what you need to turn on and off when you're using VoiceOver. Because I was trying to do something, like with this loop thing, I was practicing that. And it said, all of a sudden in this guide it went, oh, you need to turn your mouse keys on. Huh? Okay, I don't have my mouse keys turned on normally. So then I had to find out how to do that. You know, I've had a Mac for a couple of years now. And I suppose I've never really gone into a lot of depth with it. And I'm ashamed to admit that I'm one of these people. I don't remember key commands. I've got enough going on in my brain without having to remember shortcut keys and how to do this and how to do that. And, you know, how to turn your mouse on when you use it once a year or something. I can't. My brain don't work like that, I'm afraid. So, I just wish that somebody would produce a guide that says, this is basically what you need to do. And this, like, there was something about, oh, you need to turn advanced settings off after I've been messing about for about 3 hours to try and get something to work. And now I've turned advanced settings on. A load of other things have come up and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with these other options that have come up because they're all dimmed and they're all dimmed because I obviously haven't got something highlighted that needs to be highlighted because I don't know how to bloody highlight it in first place. So, yeah, that's where I am at the minute. Anyway, I shall disappear. And thank you in advance if anybody can help or if anybody shares this. I'll be eternally grateful. Please put me out of my misery, someone. Bye for now.